I'm not even sure if they had plastic trash bags yet, but it wouldn't have mattered because we only used old grocery bags, which were of course prone to leaking depending on whatever liquidy crap everyone threw away. And of course, it was my job to clean up the floor after. Maybe it was because we couldn't afford it, but we hardly ever went out to a restaurant. Mom was a genius at conjuring up meals and carrying them out for days. The canned ham would have brown sugar and pineapple on it Sunday. Monday, there'd be ham casserole. Tuesday, ham sandwiches. And Wednesday's navy bean soup would have the rest of the ham in it. Other staples included tomato soup and grilled cheese, tuna casserole with potato chips, pot pies, meatloaf, endless variations of chicken, and, of course, a lot of cream corn. The fun stuff was deviled eggs, homemade popsicles, Vienna sausages, and on special occasions, Jiffy Pop. It was also the first wave of the Jell-O mold craze. School lunches were their own production. Every Sunday night, we'd all be mom's helpers as we'd systematically make a week's worth of sandwiches for school lunches and then freeze them to be thawed out overnight before each day of the school week. Sometimes the thawing wasn't complete, and you'd end up with a half-frozen, soggy white bread bologna sandwich.